From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Luke Burbank, Tom Beaudet, and Roxanne Roberts. And here again is your host at the Des Moines Civic Center, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much. Right now it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Matt from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Hey, how are things in Winston-Salem?
Pretty good. I can't complain.
And Winston-Salem, of course, heart of tobacco country.
Yes, we're really proud of it.
I know. And are you guys feeling a little smug about the news about meat causing cancer? You're like, ha-ha, not just us, ha.
Yeah, I was laughing about it while I ate, like, 2 hot dogs at once, so, you know.
Matthew, welcome to the show. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Matthew's topic?
Ooh, mama, that's some hot curry.
This week, our panelists are going to tell you a story about curry in the news. Guess the real one, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice in your voicemail. Are you ready to do this?
Yeah, I am.
All right, first, let's hear from Luke Burbank.
Supporters of Britain's exit from the European Union, or Brexit as it's being called, say there are many reasons to jump ship. They want greater trade flexibility, the right to run the nation's economy how they see fit, and most importantly, to end an EU immigration law that stands between them and their delicious, delicious curry. At least according to Conservative MP Paul Scully, that is. He's of Sutton and Cheam, which turns out is a British voting district and not just a fancy brand of soap in the guest bathroom my wife doesn't want me touching. Scully says the curry industry is struggling because of a shortage of skilled chefs due to EU immigration rules, but not everyone agrees. Steve McCabe, an MP from Birmingham, rejected the idea, saying, quote, "If we cannot train people as Balti chefs and curry chefs in this day and age, there is something badly wrong with our skills training." McCabe then removed his monocle, presumably. For his part, Scully is standing firm, maybe because he happens to also be chairman of the all-party parliamentary group on curry catering, a group whose very existence accomplishes the almost unthinkable, making the U.S. Congress look like a reasonable and dignified place.
In Britain, a curry crisis leads to calls to relax immigration rules, because soon they will run out of good curry. Your next story of a newsworthy curry comes from Roxanne Roberts.
Oakland loves the NBA champs Golden State Warriors, and it really loves MVP Steph Curry. So when Tim Sharwa opened his Cash and Curry food truck last month, the menu included a spicy dish dubbed, quote, "hotter than Steph Curry's mom curry." Customers had a good laugh because Sonia Curry, a gorgeous 49-year-old grandmother, broke the internet during the NBA Finals in May. The only person not amused was the hometown hero himself, who thought it was disrespectful to his mom. Curry considered suing Sharwa, reports the Oakland Tribune, but he did what a smart son should do, ask mom for advice, which is why the superstar showed up at the food truck last week to launch the Sonia, quote, "sweeter than Steph Curry's mom curry," with $1 of every sale going to Curry's foundation. "My mother is beautiful," he told reporters, "but she's also the nicest person I know. And she said she'd rather see the money go to charity than to lawyers."
All right. Steph Curry getting into a dispute with an Indian food truck. Your last story of a curry worthy of notice comes from Tom Beaudet.
The many curative powers of curry are well known, particularly the claim that curry can prevent and even reverse premature graying. Attempting to profit on this growing awareness among the aging hemp underwear demographic, hairstylist and herbalist Jonathan Wolfman of Ottumwa, Iowa, created a coconut oil and curry paste that is applied directly to the scalp and hair. This treatment must be left in place for up to 12 hours, 3 times a week, and looks exactly like you think it would. Recognizing this as a barrier to a broader marketing of the treatment, and while puzzling over it in the privacy of his backyard with the paste on his own scalp, he fell asleep. A short while later, he was awakened by the gentle but persistent pecking of crows on his head. He says 5 crows were perched on the back of the chair, deftly tugging out hair after hair. It was an amazing sensation and not unpleasant. After they'd gone, I washed my hair out and realized they'd only plucked the gray ones, leaving me with my shining black mane of 5 years ago. Wolfman's new Curry and Crow Spa and Aviary in Ottumwa is booked solid for the next 3 months, and according to the Des Moines Register, is the first time in Iowa history that a crow has proven itself useful.
All right. We saw a story about curry, was it, from Luke Burbank, how British politicians in the curry catering caucus want immigration rules lifted to save British curry cooking. From Roxanne Roberts, how Steph Curry of the Golden State Warriors got into a dispute with a curry food truck about his mom's good name. Or from Tom Baudet, how trying to use curry to treat graying hair led to a whole new treatment involving curry-eating crows.
Oh, gosh, I don't know. All those sound absolutely absurd. I don't know. I'm going to go with my gut instinct, and the second one sticks out to me.
So that would be Roxanne's story about the curry truck?
Yeah, that one.
All right, well, to bring you the real story, we spoke to someone deeply involved in it.
We've actually got a shortage of skilled curry chefs in the UK at the moment. There's not enough people that actually want to be a curry chef in the first place.
That was Member of Parliament, MP Paul Scully, who was indeed the chairman of the all-party parliamentary group on curry catering in the British Parliament. So it turns out that Roxanne, as she likes to do, fooled you with her story. So you did not win our game, but you earned a point for Roxanne and probably gave some curry truck in the Northern California area a great idea. So thank you so much for playing. Bye-bye.